This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And it is another successful SpaceX rocket launch, its 19th rocket in a year, the progress it's making to get commercial satellites into orbit. A look beyond the Earth's atmosphere for the latest. But first, these tech headlines. The UK's intelligence chief says Britain faces a tough decision on Huawei's 5G technology. Alex Younger, chief of MI6, says the UK faces a tough call on whether to work with Chinese Huawei tech, which is recognized by the US and other countries as a potential cyber threat. He says 5G will by and large be based on Chinese tech, chiefly by Huawei, and that Britain needs to decide whether, quote, we are comfortable with the ownership of these platforms, end quote. We head now to China, where Alibaba is taking on Amazon in the European cloud. Alibaba Group Holding opened its second and third European cloud computing centers in October, both in London, and is trying to build the customer base for its cloud division. The Wall Street Journal's Daphne Zhang reports, however, that it is still a small competitor outside Asia. Its worldwide infrastructure as a service market rose to 4.6% in 2017. That's well below Amazon's 51.8% share of the market. We go now to the latest news in anti-money laundering tech as the U.S. begins to encourage banks to start innovating. Banks that find problems with legacy compliance programs when testing new tech won't necessarily be penalized for prior failures. This is according to new details from U.S. regulators this week. The pledge in a statement from multiple U.S. regulatory agencies comes as authorities encourage lenders to try out new tech and intelligence gathering methods as they combat what they call evolving illicit finance threats. The Journal's Samuel Rubenfeld has more at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Coming up, what a record rocket launch for SpaceX means for the growing market beyond this planet. It was the 19th launch this year for Elon Musk's SpaceX, and the company expects several more launches by the end of this year. What do all these missions mean for all the entrepreneurs, space startups, academic researchers, and student groups that are trying to get spacecraft beyond the Earth's atmosphere? That's the question. Here with the answers is, as always, from Los Angeles, The Wall Street Journal's Andy Pastor. Hey, Andy.
Hi there.
This successful 19th rocket launch, you write about how this is basically twin milestones for SpaceX. If you could explain a bit more about the record that the company just set and what it means big picture for commercial satellites in orbit.
Sure. It's actually three milestones if we want to get into the details. First of all, it's the 19th launch in this year for the company. They've never launched more than 18 times before. So that's and they hope to launch another two or three this year, two or three rockets. So that's a pretty big milestone and benchmark for them. Secondly, there were 64 small satellites on this launch, the most that they've ever carried and the most that's ever been put on top of a U.S. rocket ever. And so that's another milestone. And finally, the first stage of this rocket, the lower part that they used, this is the third time it's flown into space. So that's another milestone. To put it into some perspective, it means that there's an emerging market for small satellites, which used to be just piggybacking on launches with larger satellites, and they were at the mercy of those schedules. And now SpaceX and many other companies are hoping to create a business from launching multiple small satellites. Many of the companies that are developing much smaller rockets will be launching fewer satellites, but SpaceX can launch, as I say, dozens of smaller satellites in one mission.
Yeah, clearly a lot of new action in this space. Like you say, it's a burgeoning market. You mentioned some of the companies and how there are a lot of entities that want to get into this, you know, outer world market, let's call it. But what do these entities, what are they going to do once they get there? What companies are thinking big?
Well, I mean, some of them are research projects just to do research. Some of them are Earth imaging projects that will provide pictures of the Earth and for agriculture, for land use, for other things. Rocket Lab is a satellite company that already has many satellites up, and they're hoping to put many more. These are very small, can be as small as a microwave, even smaller, and some of them can be very powerful in terms of imaging and also tracking things on the Earth, whether it's packages or trucks or ships, and of course communications, telecommunications for internet connections. But at this point, it's not clear which will be the most successful applications. And many of the small satellites that were launched this time are kind of one-off kinds of hardware. Student groups, universities, two museums got together to launch some kind of art project. So it's a very eclectic and varied group of users, but it is an area where there's lots of activity, as you say.
Right. And, you know, getting back to SpaceX specifically for a moment and their strategy, it seems to be, you know, they're really just trying to reuse and recycle. That seems to be the theme in terms of their mission launches here. You mentioned there's a few more scheduled for this year. Can we expect a lot more in the coming year? How far do they plan to get? How big are their plans?
Well, their plans are very big. And they were talking about 50, maybe 50 or more launches per year in their plans as they were developing a couple of years ago. And eventually they hope to launch every day or even several times a day. Now, of course, that's very much in the future. So there are two things that people should be watching for. Number one, they are using reusability. They intend to focus on reusability even more than they have so far. Reusable of many, many other parts of the rocket, not just the first stage, but the fairing, which covers the satellite and other portions conceivably. But for the next two or three years, in fact, they're projecting a drop in the number of launches because the big commercial satellite operators are not ordering many satellites. They're not launching many satellites. The market is stagnant, and that market is stagnant and declining. So for 2020, it's actually going to be fewer launches for them, but they're hoping that by the middle of the decade and then later on, by the middle of the next decade, they will have a very robust manifest of both large and small satellites. And so they are hoping to go into 30 or 35 launches per year if things work out as they project.
Well, it'll be so interesting to see where this all goes. Andy, thank you so much for the latest.
You're welcome.
For the latest details on the rocket launch, SpaceX, or any erstwhile outer space happenings, make sure you check out Andy Pastor's latest at WSJ.com, where you can find more podcasts like this one or our latest Instant Message, hosted by personal tech columnist David Pierce. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.